Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a video and podcast show that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Today, it is my unique pleasure to welcome a very, very accomplished professional, Deepak Thombre. Deepak, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ashutosh. It's such a pleasure being back with you on this show. Especially because we've been classmates during MBA days, and you know, my memories of our hostel days come back to me in a flash. So thank you so much, Ashutosh. It's a privilege.
Thank you. So Deepak is an engineer and he's an MBA from Bajaj. So he and I are both classmates, and he was always the brighter of the two of us. I also always used to go to him to solve my maths and econometrics problems. Deepak's had a very successful career. He's a certified coach, and most importantly, he's a very accomplished classical singer. So Deepak, tell me a little bit about your early work and some of your learnings.
As you know, Ashutosh, both of us got into work in 1979. And that's when my professional journey began too. You know, I'd stepped out into the world of work with a very open heart and a mind to actually do my best at each stage in my life. Armed just with the desire to be recognized as a person who was well respected and liked because of his hard work, dedication, honesty, decent behavior, and of course, exemplary performance. So this was the only motivation when I actually began my work. Mm-hmm. And I had actually no idea where my life was going to take me. And neither did I have any strategy or any great thought in my mind that 20 years from now, this is the position that I want to have. Nothing of that kind entered my mind. The only thought, Ashutosh, was to make the best of what I had at hand, do my job well, become financially stable, be good to people, and keep searching inside me and exploring myself to debottleneck my own constraints that I had within myself. And of course, continue that search for something that we call happiness in our lives.
Correct.
So this was the motivation which brought me to the corporate way of life. You know how it all began, Ashutosh. You know, post this, actually, I never thought that, you know, I'm going to really have a roller coaster ride in my career. I never imagined that. Very little had I thought that, you know, I'm entering into a phase of my life where change, transition, challenges and learnings are going to be constant for me. You know, so it all began in 1979. I joined this company called Greaves Physico as a management trainee. And so how it all began, I must share this very short anecdote with you as a matter of interest. After I completed my management training program, you know, we were into foundry chemicals. So we had to deal with the iron and steel industry. Okay. And 6 months post my training program, my boss called me to his office and said, you know, Deepak, it's now time that you get transferred to your independent territory. And this is a territory which is very competitive. You have to manage sales there. And it was a small territory with about, you know, 5 to 6 lakh rupees sale annually, which is actually nothing. Mm. So your job is to enhance this sales in that territory is what he told me. Mm. But at the end, he made a statement. He said, you know what, Deepak, while I can see that you're intelligent, you've learned everything about our product lines and applications. So he said, I envisage that you'll have a problem in making a career in sales.
I see.
So I started wondering to myself, you know, why is he saying that? And I asked him, what makes you think like that? So he said, it's just my gut feel, you know, based on what I've seen of you in the last 6 months. You know, Ashutosh, I've been a very shy person from the beginning, sort of a low profile guy. I never wanted to make myself prominent anywhere. Mm. And so he said that probably different qualities are required for a sales guy. Mm. And, you know, I'm not sure, you know, but then, yeah, the world is an open place. See what you can do. And it was an eye opener for me, Ashutosh. Then that's when I resolved to myself that, you know, I think I'm going to change myself. I'm going to do whatever it takes. And, you know, that's sort of a I can do it attitude probably was born in my mind at that time. Mm. And I thought, yes, you know, I just have to make it happen. I don't know what I was going to do. But then with this thought in my mind, as I started my work in an independent territory and took charge of sales there.
Wonderful.
So, as I said, it's been a roller coaster ride for me all through. Right. I'll come back to a few anecdotes, maybe a few moments later.
I'd love to hear some of those.
Sure, sir.
So, Seeker, what happened?
Okay, so Fusica was a great learning ground for me. Mm-hmm. I had to meet new customers. I had to position my company in a way that we start getting new orders for this company. Mm-hmm. 6 months down the line, very frankly, you know, I didn't have a single order in my bag. Okay. And then my boss called me again. He said, Deepak, what's happening? You've been there for 6 months and, I haven't seen any results yet. So, typically, I was used to a lot of hard work. Day in, day out, I would work hard. I would call on customers. I would talk to them about our products, applications. But they would just offer me a cup of tea and say, yeah, I think, your competition is very strong. Your competitors are, sort of giving us much better prices than what you're offering. They give us high credit. So I was just floored. Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying my best to see what I can do. But despite that hard work, I just couldn't make much inroads. So when my boss called me, I told him, sir, this is what the customers are saying. They want a better price. They want higher credit. So for a moment, he heard me out and then stopped me in my tracks and said, Deepak, if this company is to sell price and sell credit, we don't need a person like you there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was the next amazing statement that woke me up. And he just said, you got to think differently. And that's actually when I learned that I think I have to do something different. I just can't walk down the trodden path and expect that I'm going to get results.
Mm.
But then that really changed my life, Ashutosh. I then went ahead and I offered a very high price product line to our customers. And I did trials for that product on the shop floor. And it gave fantastic results on their castings. It was a foundry. And when they got fantastic finish on their costing, they were just sold onto this product, And that was my first order that I got, Ashutosh.
Wonderful.
That's how it all began.
Terrific.
And of course,
What a great story.
Yeah.
So tell me, you work for several companies, and I know that you're on the board of some companies now. If you were to look at the entire 38, 39, 40 years of work, what would you say are three key milestones that have changed your life in this journey?
Wow, what a fantastic question, Ashutosh. So let me first take you through what all I went through very briefly, and then I can come back to the milestones if that's okay with you.
Sure.
So I've worked across multiple industries, iron and steel, cement, chemicals, engineering goods, non-ferrous companies, which included aluminium, copper, zinc, all the time into manufacturing. And I worked through multiple geographies. I changed 11 times. I changed my job 11 times, Ashutosh. It was, and when I began my career, I never had I imagined that I was ever made to change my job like this, But then I went through 11 changes. And as I said, those changes were all fantastic. I learned a lot out of those. So it was all these industries. I worked in my roles. I worked across sales and marketing a lot. For the first many years. After that, commercial, I became head of purchase. So I handled commercial function for a while. After that, I got into handling joint ventures, mergers and acquisitions. And so it's been a full spectrum of things that I did during this journey. Working for MNCs, working for Indian companies, for family-owned businesses, and just transiting through multiple cultures and different leadership styles. So this has been my, in a nutshell, that journey that I've been talking to you about.
Hmm.
The most challenging situation was about having a negotiation with three militant unions.
Correct.
And, we were geared out in the plant for practically 15 days.
Wow.
And I didn't know whether I'm going to come back home safe or not. And those 15 days were really, really so challenging, Ashutosh. But we managed at the end and I came back home safe. So I think turnaround of this company was one of the other milestones. I learned a lot out of this experience.
Wonderful. So now moving forward, let's move forward, and I want to move to the next section. But any other anecdote or learning that you have that you want to share?
Yes. So I want to do that for one more role that I did, which was as head of international marketing when I was with this Vedanta group.
Okay.
And I was heading the international marketing of copper.
Hmm.
And the idea there was that, the domestic market was tanking. And we're not doing all that well. And the entire responsibility was on exports to try and grow this business significantly.
Mm.
And out of the blues, I was given a target by the owner saying that your job is to take export sales from, if you're exporting copper rods, by the way. So I'm going to talk in as a measure of tons, metric tons. So the sales was 200 tons in the previous year and my target was 18,000 tons in the next year. And I fell off my chair. Yeah, I never imagined this is going to happen. I told my wife that came back home and told her, I don't think this is going to be possible. And, I better start looking for a job. I don't know how this can ever be done. So I must give credit to my wife, Madhuri. She gave me a lot of support. She says that anyway, downside is always there. Why don't you just give it a try? And we just managed to clock a sales of 19,000 tons in that year, starting from building a team, meeting export customers, the name of our company was not known to the outside world. And so I think this was a major milestone. It proved to me that human potential is infinite, you know, and human beings can do anything in their lives. If I could do it, I'm sure, you know, all barriers could be crossed and any human mind can
achieve. You're being very modest and are underselling yourself, but I think you achieved a lot in life. So Deepak, let's move to the next section.
Yeah, and sure.
After you stepped off the so-called treadmill of the corporate world, you got yourself certified as a coach. And here again, I must credit you for having inducted me as a coach as well, you know. But let's talk coaching now. Why has coaching become so relevant in India? Traditionally, Indians were always coached either by an elder in the family or by some senior in the company who took a liking to you. Why are people willing to pay money for coaching now?
Yeah, so that's an interesting question too. See, my own belief, Ashutosh, is that, you know, India over the past few decades and now as well as in future is going to go through very exciting times. Mm-hmm. And exciting times in terms of economic and business imperatives. And, you know, as business leaders look for strategic drivers that will help in achievement of their plans in this competitive, you know, highly competitive, complex world, one of the key factors is the need to be contextually appropriate in leadership with critical competencies.
Correct.
And, you know, business cycles have become short, you know, and the need to be flexible for leaders, you know, is huge. So to that extent, leaders need to explore their innate potential in a way that they adapt to these changing conditions as India goes through this, you know, big change, you know, from where it was to where it is going to be in future. So considering this, I think coaching is a very, very appropriate support or help which leaders can take to try and help them explore their potential, you know, and explore needs for them which can help them to take them where they want to go. And this builds in a lot of flexibility in the leadership mind. And therefore, I think leadership for making this change in leadership styles, in adapting to the changing context, I think coaching is the only appropriate leadership development mechanism. And that's why I think, you know, it's become very, very relevant. It is becoming these days.
Terrific. So my next question on coaching is that if I'm looking for a coach, what should I look for in my coach?
Yeah, so that's very interesting. So, you know, when you look for a coach, you first, of course, you know, explore the credentials that the coach has got in terms of the expanse of experience that the coach has had, you know, and the context through which he has worked, you know, because this experience is going to make a big difference, you know, to his engagement with his coachee. That's one. You know, apart from that, I think you must explore the various skills probably that the coach brings to the table. And so when you talk to coaches, one should be able to sense, is he empathetic? Is he a good listener? You know, does he help you to explore yourself through this conversation that he has, you know, with the coachee? So these are some of the qualities that probably make a good coach. The most important driver of coaching, in my view, is that his ability to form trust, you know, with the coachee. And, you know, it's very interesting. You know, forming trust is actually a driver throughout one's career. And, you know, that is something that makes a big, big difference to the outcomes. Right. Because first, you must have a stamp of reliability. And that's what coaching, I think you must look for coaches. That ability to form trust quickly and that ability to hope that this is my reliable thought partner in my own journey.
Very interesting. So one more question for coaches before I move to another segment. And again, from a coachee's perspective, since you are the coach, I'm asking you this. How do I, as your customer, evaluate you?
Okay. You know, so as I said, first, you got to look at the credentials of the coach. Once you accept that probably, you know, these are the qualities in my coach that I would like to have in engaging with.
Yeah. No, let's say that you and I, you're my coach. And right. After 3 months, how do I evaluate that you are a good coach for me?
Wonderful. You know, so in a coaching engagement, you know, it's all about helping the coachee to explore himself. And one of the things that coaches should refrain from doing is telling the coaches as to what he should be doing, because he has done it all. You know, coaching is to make successful people even more successful. So once the coachee gets a feeling that, you know, yes, this is a guy I can trust, you know, I can frankly share my mind with him, and he's making me think, you know, about, you know, my own future. And I'm able to then arrive at a thought process, you know, which I think, aha, wow, this is something that's going to help me a great deal. You know, that you have hit upon the right coach. And you are then, you know, at the same time, you have been during your engagements, you have been very free to have this free and frank conversation with your coach. And you feel very comfortable with him. You know, he's the right coach for you.
Terrific, terrific. So I'm going to move forward now.
Sure.
Deepak, you and I are of similar vintage. And, you know, given today's healthcare, most of us will have very long lives ahead. And I've often said that our working life will be almost equal to our life after 60.
Sure.
Yet most of us don't plan for life after 60. You seem to have done that well, you know, with all your multiple interests. At what stage should a person start thinking of life after 60 and plan for it?
Here is what I did. See, sometime in 2009-10, you know, as I was approaching my age of close to 58, 59, you know, I was thinking that I've had enough of this roller coaster ride for myself.
Correct.
You know, I lived away from my family for 10 years. And I used to travel very frequently, my family used to be in Mumbai, so travel back and forth, Mumbai, Delhi, and I was based out of Delhi. Then I thought I need to do something that I love to do, and I need to plan for it. So let me frankly admit to you, you know, one of the key factors in my life has been actually to build financial stability for myself, so that I could then be comfortable in my post-60
Correct.
Life.
Correct.
So the first thing that I did in 2009-10 was I evaluated, and, you know, whether my finances are adequate for me to ensure that, you know, even if I were not to earn anything, you know, I'd be able to live a comfortable life.
Right.
On the day on which I discovered this for myself through some work, I thought now is the time for me to look at that change. That was the first point where I really thought through. I also spoke with my wife, and she gave me a lot of advice as always. So that's the day I decided now I'm going to go ahead and plan for my transition. Then I went and met, you know, my assignment before I booed out was with the Dalmia Group in Delhi.
Correct.
And, you know, I worked very closely with the Dalmia family, and Puneet used to be my boss. And, you know, I must thank the family a lot, and especially Puneet for having, you know, helped me through this transition.
Okay.
You know, post my discovery that, you know, I could financially sustain myself, I made a plan for myself. You know, as to what is my vision beyond that, you know. One of the things that I discovered was I loved helping people. I love to see them growing. You know, I love to help them in the many challenges that people faced. And then I started thinking to myself, you know, what shall I do? What next for me? The usual thought that comes to our minds. And I must share with you this, that, you know, I become a coach because of the great inputs that I got from some of my colleagues.
Okay.
So I actually decided on a one-on-one 360 degree. And I invited 10 of my senior leadership team members to have a conversation with me over a cup of chai and samosas in my Delhi office. And I had close to 30 hours of interaction with them. And I got a wealth of information about myself. So the three questions that I asked, one was, what do you think I can do best? What are those areas of development for me? And if I were to choose a career beyond this, what could I do best? So all of them told me that coaching is something that you'll be very good at doing. And that time, I just didn't know what coaching was. So in 2011, I understood that there is something called coaching. I did some research. I found out Coaching Foundation of India. I had a chat with the founders. And then I decided I'm going to get certified. And I went and told Puneet, I want to get this certification. So I had a board approval to work up to the age of 65, but I said, no more of this for me. So Puneet was kind enough. And, you know, he gave me permission to get certified. I got certified. You know, I did reasonably well at the course. Then I became an internal coach for the next 1 year. Finally, in 2014, I told Puneet, I just want to move on. And by that time, I had planned everything. We had a nice place to live in Pune and in Mumbai. Children had settled down. And, you know, then we decided that let's just disconnect with this world and get connected to another world of our choice.
Wonderful.
And that's how I moved on beyond 2014. I still continue to be on the board of Dalmias. You know, but then I must give a lot of credit to Puneet and the Dalmia family for helping me in this transition. But this is how I planned it, Ashutosh. I hope that answers your question.
That answers the question. And I've got one more question on you know, your passion, which is your classical music.
Sure.
I don't have too much time left.
Sure.
But how important is a hobby or a passion for each one of us?
Ashutosh, I think pursuing one's hobby and nurturing them throughout one's life is the most important thing for anyone. Correct. Believe me, it's these hobbies that make your life so much more worth living. Mm. Music has been my love, very close to my heart. Mm. In fact, I've kept in touch with this hobby since school days, practicing whenever possible. You know, and the best part of this journey has been that it has improved my focus and learning abilities as a listener. Mm. Because my guru over the past 50 years were my ears. Mm. You know, I finished actual formal learning in my school days. After that, I haven't had any formal exposure to learning music. So I would advise each youngster that find time to pursue your hobbies. And it will not only make your life a better place to live in, but in many ways also help you in becoming known as a person with characteristics other than just being a good professional.
Wonderful. So I've now time for two, maybe three questions for you personally.
Sure.
My first question is that where do you draw your inspiration from? Who are the people who have had an influence on you?
Okay. So I've had the privilege of having many people who contributed to my well-being, Ashutosh. You know, of course, all of us owe a lot to our parents, both of them. However, I think if I were to give full credit to someone who molded my life and built capability in me, Ashutosh, it was my father. You know, he was an armed forces officer, a very upright officer, and later with the banking industry as a senior executive. My initial grounding in terms of inculcating something, you know, something like self-discipline, being courteous, well-mannered, learning to take initiative, having the value, you know, of being independent, discovering my talent for music, I think the entire credit goes to him. So he's always been my source of inspiration, you know, and I learned a lot. And these were some of the values that I carried throughout my life. Apart from my father, I must, you know, say that my spouse, Madhuri, my wife, was a great inspiration for me in my life. I think, you know, she has always been my sounding board throughout this roller coaster journey and beyond. Mm-hmm. And the sort of, you know, advice that I've received from her, Ashutosh, you know, has really, really given me a very strong foundation in my life. Okay. And I must give that due credit to her.
Wonderful.
So these are the two people that made a difference in my journey, Ashutosh.
Terrific. So my last question to you now, you know, and that is that if you were a role model to millions of children who closely followed your life choices, what is the one thing you would change in yourself?
So I think, you know, one of the things that I've didn't do as much as I ought to have since my childhood days, you know, was taking care of one's physical health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if I were to, you know, be any role model for children, I would say one, you know, exercise regularly from your childhood days. Taking care of your body and mind is something, you know, that's a must. You know, my father used to tell me so many times, yeah, you know, do some exercise. I didn't do that. I didn't listen to him, but I must admit that past 10 years, I've been doing a little bit of that and keeping myself as fit as I can. So I think doing exercise and developing fundamental values, you know, is something that children must give attention to, because being a good human being, you know, is, I think, you know, is the most important thing in life for any one of us. So there's a nice picture that I saw. The picture was about a young boy, you know, asking his grandfather, "Grandfather, where should I make my career?" You know, so the grandfather tells him, "Grandson, you know, I think become a good human being. That's the place to make a career, because there is a lot of space there for you, because you don't have any competition there. So be a good human being."
Amazing. Deepak, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you. I wish you lots of success in everything you do. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ashutosh. It's indeed my pleasure and privilege that you invited me for this conversation with you. Thank you so much, Ashutosh.
Thank you again. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.